I'm going to talk about first DNR orders in Senate Bill 11. And since Kathy mentioned I was a critical care nurse, I will tell you that in reading Senate Bill 11, I was reminded that, and I'm going to really date myself here, when I was a critical care nurse, we actually wrote the DNR orders in pencil on the care plans, and those were then erased after the patient died. That's how they were treated then, and I guess there was something going on with DNR orders and keeping families informed that led to Senate Bill 11, because a big component of it is notice to the patient and family. And I cannot, because it would take the entire 45 minutes, go through all of Senate Bill 11. But I'm going to try to highlight a couple key pieces. And unfortunately, the more you read this bill, the more things jump out at you. And this will become especially apparent as you try to write a policy implementing it. But they added a new subchapter E to the Texas Advanced Directives Act that is specific to DNR orders in a healthcare facility or hospital. And healthcare facility price specifically is not defined, which gives it a very broad application. And there are requirements on how to make a DNR order that is valid, and also requirements to notify the patient or other legal representatives. And again, there's no definition of a healthcare facility. If a DNR order is issued that does not comply with this statute, then there is the potential for disciplinary action by the physician, healthcare provider, or hospital or healthcare entity's licensing agency. There are basically two ways to issue a valid DNR order. The first, or the 166-203A1 option, is written pursuant to written or dated instructions of the competent patient, which unfortunately we sometimes don't have.